For generations, U.S. population and economic activity have been moving away from the Northeast and the Rust Belt and toward the South and the West. The nation has also tended to become more suburban over time. The last few years have felt a bit different, however, with home prices rising faster in cities than in suburbs, with a number of northeastern cities, including New York, undergoing major revivals, and given the fact that southern and western metropolitan areas were among the hardest hit during the housing market collapse. But as pointed out by economist Jed Kolko, long-standing trends remain in place. For instance, the share of Americans living in urban neighborhoods fell from nearly 22% in 2000 to 20% in 2014, while headlines regarding educated young adults flocking to Brooklyn and San Francisco are broadly accurate, these communities are not representative of broader trends. Other demographic groups are suburbanizing faster than the young and rich are piling into cities. As pointed out by Bloomberg, the states that have experienced the fastest rates of job growth since 1990 are Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, North Dakota, and Montana. For WIPR, I'm Anibon Basu.